إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله تعالى today the 16th of Safar in the year 1441 years after the Hijrah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina, and the Gregorian equivalent is on the 31st of January year 2010. We continue to read from the book Al-Wasiyyah to Shari'ah. We continue from page 23. In order to join the previous lectures, in our last lecture, the writer discussed thoroughly about what should be our situation while death approaches us and how we should prepare for that, and those factors that make it easy for one to find it cool while you are on the deathbed. Today we start from Al-Wasiyyah to Shakhsiyyah. Al-Wasiyyah to Shakhsiyyah. Shakhs means an individual, a person, a shakhs. Al-Wasiyyah to Shakhsiyyah, individual legacy. Everybody should try and look for what you are going to leave behind as a legacy for those who remain after your death. So the scholar continues, وَمِنَ الْآنِ. He said, right from now, وَمِنَ الْآنِ, right from this time we are sitting down, وَقَبْلَ أَنْ يُفَاجِئُكَ الْمَرْضِ, before sickness, ailment, before it surprisingly seizes you, and of course could be cut off with sickness at any point in time in a very surprised way. So before that could happen, I know, or even death itself could seize you any time, any moment. Before that, تقول لورثتك, try and tell your heirs, those who are going to inherit you, tell them that أرجو أن تعلموا جيدا قوله تعالى أو قوله تعالى. أرجو, I hope that you should understand جيدا, very well, the saying of Allah the Most High. What is that saying? إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. If you tell them that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward those who are persistently enduring, those who persevere, Allah is going to pay them and grant them their reward regardless of their without measure. So the reward for suffering, the reward for patience has no limit. The only hisab. Hisab literally means mathematics. Sometimes it means calculation. So the only hisab, it will be innumerable. It's not going to be measured. Are you getting it? So that is the reward for patience. Paradise is just one out of the reward you have. paradise is just one of the word of what? Patience. Because patience actually encompasses, patience encompasses everything we are asked to do in Islam. Without patience and endurance, you will not come out in the dark to go and observe the lot of service. Without patience and endurance, you will not be sick and you are still trying to pray. Without patience and endurance, the world's life is taking another form now. The whole world is turned upside down. Today you see that male even dress more than the female. You will see somebody going with his coat, with suit, under the sun, and the wife is beside her with only this lazy spaghetti. It has turned upside down. In a right area, if you choose to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you continue to suffer and suffer till you die. Without patience, you cannot keep up the evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a situation. Without patience, the way to Rida is made so easy for you now. In Abuja here, you can get a house. A house that is being sold at, let's say, 10 million naira. They will ask you to come and pay 250,000. What does it mean? Now, you will now continue to pay for the next 20 something years of your life. Maybe you are collecting around 150,000 monthly. This is to give it to those whose salaries are fat, so that you will not be paying 50,000 every month. You are happy that you are collecting 100,000, not knowing that these people are keeping you 50,000 monthly. So in a year you will be paying 600,000, isn't it? Then if you pay for the next 20 years, 600 times 20, 300,000 times 20, that is 6 million times 2. Which is what? Which is what? 12 million. But this 12 million, a house that you ordinarily you can build with 4 or 5 million, you will now be paying for it for the next 20 years of your life. And it will be time for it. So that even if you die, they will make sure that one thing or the other will be sacrificed just to pay that salary. Are you getting me? So, without sabr, you cannot live sin. That's why the scholars describe patience as when you are to avoid anything, you need patience. Even to carry out any loss of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practically you need patience. Okay. That is, some you are even sincerely trying to be practical, trying to carry out the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you discover that you still make mistakes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any of your human instincts. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Uhud, his uncle was killed, Hamza, وهو من السيد الشهداء وهو أسد المجاهدين رضي الله عنه وعبده. He was killed, not only killed, his dead body, his corpse was destroyed anyhow. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his uncle in that situation. He said, Wallah, I am going to kill 70 people in place of Hamza. And they are killing the kufar at that moment means what? It's a reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in us. He said, even you shouldn't forget about, don't kill anybody again. Because Allah says, فَإِذَا أَقَمْتُمْ أَوْ فَإِذَا أَقِمْتُمْ فَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمْ فَأَقْتُمْ بِمِثْلِ مَا أُخِمْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Look at صبر, patience. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُنْ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِّمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah says, إِنْ أَعْقَبْتُمْ. Whenever you have been tried, Allah will try you, and you've been afflicted with any calamity, through the hands of the kuffar. فَآتِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا أُوْكِلْتُمْ بِهِ. You should return in the same way and the same manner you've been what? You've been afflicted. You've only killed one person. Why are you saying you are going to kill 70% in 70% in place of one person? Allah ended the last. Well, I ain't about to, even if you are patient, patiently forget about your uncle that has been killed. Long ahead of strawberry is better for you in this world and the hereafter. What this? Allah not say, be patient. And trouble here means what? Don't even kill any person in place of hunger. Only kill because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you getting it? Don't kill because of that your uncle has been killed. Allah has granted him shahada. And he doesn't even know what those things they are doing to his body. Because already his soul is in the Jannah, flying there. And Allah is providing it with sustenance. What good? وَمَا تَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. You are not patient except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is the one who has commanded you to fight. And Allah is the same person ordering you not to stop. People are asking, why the Prophet of Allah, what is the reason? He's still laughing. He said, Kai. He's laughing because Al-Qatil wal-Maqtul fil Jannah. The one who killed, he killed somebody, and he was later killed, both of them are in the Jannah. Well, she who killed him, Hamza, now later accepted Islam, and he went to battle again, and he was killed. And they are both in paradise. Look at the essence Islam is trying to preach, peace and patriarchy. And that is why you see that even Islam, وَلَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا صَابِرُونَ. The sign of the sabr was salat. إِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِمِينَ. So to be patient, to persevere, to endure and continue with Islam, it means maximum, absolute patience. Pray to Allah to grant us a sabr kamil. That is why the angels, part of their greeting, when they come to greet the people of paradise, they say, Salamu alaykum bima sabartum. The peace be unto you because of the patience, the endurance, because of how you persisted, you are persistently patient when you are in the world. So if not patience, you cannot pass through. This is Islam. So, he said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرُهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. He said, one of the wasiyat al-shakhsiyya is that every individual should be able to address his family before you die. Tell them that إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرُهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who are patient, especially in this one, telling them to be patient and still continue to carry out the ordinance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how the hardship, no matter the essence of the hardship, they should also continue to cry out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ordinances, no matter the essence of wealth, no matter the essence of comfort. They should continue to cry out the ordinance of Allah by staying away from haram, no matter how it has become beautified, adorned for them. They should continue to persistently, patiently, what? Stay away from all things that Allah has prohibited, including wailing. That's including if I die now, nobody should raise his voice and shout, because it is part of those things Allah could use to punish the dead body or the person who died because of what? Excessive crying. Somebody is shouting because his mother is dead. It will lead to punishment of that dead body. إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ لَيُعَذَّبْ بِبُكَاءِ أَهْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily, the cost of the person is being dealt with, is being punished as a result of the excessive mourning, wailing, crying of his people over him. So, said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى صَابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. No way. Behold, that the reward for you to be patient has no limit. It's immeasurable. It cannot be measured. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So that you will not even be accounted. Are you getting it? بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ means a lot. So this trouble that we need to do to carry out anything in Islam, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us maximally, maximally the one that will sustain our iman. This is Surah Az-Zumar, verse 10. لذلك أطلب أرجو أن يتحلل الجميع. So as if you are talking لذلك, for that, because of the verse I've recited to you, oh my family, oh my beloved ones, arju, I hope that an yatahalla al-jami', that everybody is going to beautify himself, yatahalla al-holi, indama yubahimuni al-marad aw al-mawt, whenever either sickness or death catch up with me. I want everybody to beautify himself, to adorn himself with sobriety, with what? With patience, endurance. We're rid of the qadar in life, and he should still be clean. He should accept the destiny, the predestination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is qadar. So nobody should say, ah, why are you sick in this manner? Woe to the enemies who have caused you this sickness. It is not caused by any person. Allah khalaqakum wa ma ta'malun. Ma asabaka min musibatin illa bi idhnillah. It is by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you've been stricken with either sickness or death. Wa anta huzu fi asbab ash-shaqa. And you should seek all the ways, all the means of curing the sickness, of healing the sickness. The anla tabhalu alayya bidawa, so that none of you should, because of his stinginess, al-bughl, or because of his miserliness, you will not be miserly and you will not go and purchase all the dawa, the drug, the medicine needed to cure me. So that somebody should not be pocketing his money and say, Allahumma ishfi mardana. Allah ya sani hai. Allah knows that Allahumma ishfi mardana. But Allah is the one. Allah is the person that also Allah told you that what? Go and buy drugs. Wal ilaj. Ad-dawa wal ilaj. Dawa, medication. Ilaj, treatment. Please, you get it. عليكم السلام عليكم السلام. وأن لا تتألوا مما أنا فيه. And none of you should excessively تتألوا, cause himself trouble, because either because I'm sick or because I'm dead. Somebody will now go and hang himself because I'm sick. Somebody will now cry till he lose his eyesight. لا تتألوا مما أنا فيه. So everybody should try to memorize this. Yeah, whenever you are sick, you should repetitively be telling people who will succeed you. فَقَدْ كُنْتُ عَمَّا قَرِيبُ مِثْلُكُمْ. He said, if you are now trying to hurt yourself because of what I, the situation I felt in, just in the recent past, I was like you, isn't it? Somebody is sick today. Yesterday he was healthy. So we should appreciate that. But if you appreciate yesterday, you get the solution of today, and it will take you to work tomorrow. But if you cannot appreciate yesterday, you still be confused of today, and you continue to wonder why things happen, isn't it? If you want to know the information of what is happening today, let us appreciate yesterday. And this is the problem we are having in Nigeria. When Nigeria was Nigeria and we lived peacefully, is because majorly we were trying to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they don't know. They are saying democracy. Somebody, you are inside the boiling point. A thought is burning, you are inside, and you are complaining. When you know that there is a fire underneath, still burning. Until you quench that fire, you continue to remain and boil like a chicken. وَمَنْ كَانَ بِزِيَارَةِ يَجِبُ أَنْ يُغَفِّفْ زِيَارَةً عَمَلًا بِالسُنَّةِ. He said, whoever wants to be visiting me, if you are sick, if you ever would like to be visiting me, it has become mandatory upon such a person, أَنْ يُغَفِّفَ زِيَارَةً, that you should be brief in your visit. Cut. You see, all the guidance we have it in Islam. If you visit a sick person, do not, because that person is talking and you're laughing, then you continue to stay there. No. Be brief and go away. Come on. Allow him so that you have enough time to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that if eventually he goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during that sickness, alhamdulillah. Amalan. The sunnah, because this is according to sunnah, practically. حَيْثُ أَنَّ لِلْمَرِيدِ أَهْوَالًا, because all the people who are sick, they used to fall in certain conditions. وَلَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَجْرٌ وَالثَّوَابُ, and in falling in such conditions, Allah gives them reward. Are you getting it? For that. If Allah means, he thinks more of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody who is alone and is sick, he thinks more of Akhirah. So you will not be making him to start thinking of who will take care of my business. And he still dies. Instead of him correcting what is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is still thinking of coming back to his business, which maybe it will not be possible again. لَمَّا جَاءَ فِيهَا الْحَدِيثِ الَّذِي رُوِيَا عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالَ, because of a hadith that is reported and collected from Abu Hurayra, that he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, the messenger of Allah said, may Allah's peace and blessing continue to be said upon me. The Prophet said, مَنْ أَعْدَمَ رِيدًا, whoever visits is his person, نادى منادي, a caller will be asked to call, an angel will be assigned to call and announce, من السماء and the heaven, تبت وطاب من شاك, تبت وطاب من شاك, وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا. يا سلام, تبت, you have silently walked and you have become blessed with your steps, the steps you've taken. Are you getting it? As in visiting a sick person. وَتَبَوَّأْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا, you have already built, you have built a house for yourself, an abu, a cottage, an estate for yourself in the Jannah. This is Sahih in Sunan Ibn Majah. Just visiting a sick person. How many times? When last do you visit somebody who is sick? Problem number one, do you even know who is sick? Do you care to know? If it is said, if we visit a sick person, before we leave there, just like the kind of situation we are, visit one sick person and they begin 1 million naira. We'll go to the hospital and collect the phone numbers of all those who are sick. So you are supposed to read this to those who will inherit you, to know that I am sick does not cause, it is not a misfortune. Even those who are visiting me, are going back with what? Reward. Even me myself, because if you are sick, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every second, every minute will be used to clean your sins. Number one. Number two, if it is time to attend Talim, you are sick, you cannot come, Allah will record it that you are attending. It will be recorded for you. If you should be regular in Talim, it will be recorded. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ibn Adam, whatever he does, acts of goodness. And due to any of these reasons, either he is sick or he is traveling. Sick or traveling and cannot continue. And that, these are the two reasons. So whenever that time comes, it will still be recorded for him that he is in attendance. All the rewards will be accrued to, on him. وَيَدْهُ أَنْ يَدْعُوا لِي. And it is also compulsory that you should pray for me. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal me. وَيُذَكِّرُنِ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالنُّطْقِ الشَّهَادَةِ. It is good that you should remind me of offering the statement لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. لما روي عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أنه قال, from a hadith reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Allah be pleased with him, that he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, the Prophet said, and the peace and blessing of Allah continues to descend upon him, لَكِنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Try and make sure that those who are dying among you, try and make sure they utter La ilaha illallah. You tell them, oh, say La ilaha illallah. Kai, how good ending is that of the one who say La ilaha illallah when he's dying? Oh, the one who say La ilaha illallah is an expert. That is expert way to paradise. What a good abode. These are what he's been saying, you understand? He's talking about paradise. For the one who says La ilaha illallah, you'll be talking about the women and all other enjoyments in paradise. For the one who says La ilaha illallah. So that with this you gradually encourage the person till he says La ilaha illallah before he dies. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the opportunity to be able to utter the kalima La ilaha illallah at the day when you are leaving this world. This hadith is in Sunan Ibn Majah and it is Sahih. أن لا يقال في حضرتي هذه إلا خيرا. In this situation I am going to find myself. The manner, the day I am going to die. If I am already dying, nobody should say anything except good. Nobody should say, you are dying. If you die, we will suffer. You are the only one that is keeping us together. If you die, that's the end. This is nonsense. This is the aqwal ahl jahiliyyah. Somebody is dying and you are saying something bad. Nobody should say anything except what? Good. If you say, you are dying, if you die, we know that all of us will become poor. The angels Allah will say, Amen. And after he dies, then poverty will visit that family. Because what they called for it. Isn't it? As it is reported in the hadith, لَمَا رُوِيَا أَنْ أُمِّ سَلَمَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا أَنَّهَا قَالَتْ. As it is reported by Ummu Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, that she said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, may the peace and blessing of Allah continue to descend upon him. He said, إذا حضرتم المريض أو الميت, whenever you visit, you are in the presence of a sick person or a dying person, فقولوا خيرا, make sure that you are always saying things that are good. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ, because verily the angels, يُؤَمِّنُونَ عَلَى مَتَقُولُونَ, they are saying Amin, Amin, upon everything you are saying. This hadith is also in Sunan Ibn Majah and Sahih Sunan Ibn Majah. So nobody should make the mistake of somebody is dying. Even silently, should not even say it. They ask, hey, where are you going to? If this person dies, where are you going to? That is end. Oh, ya Allah, if this person dies, we all become useless. Then you become useless because you pray to become useless. Because the Prophet ﷺ has warned us that what we should say, nothing except good. That is why a Muslim who has already imbibed the culture of what? مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Who has already imbibed the culture of, because he believes in Allah on the last day, he always says things that are good, or he keeps quiet. So we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on our tongue we should say things that are good always. Eh? Now that we are sound in health, even at the day we are going to die, whatever will be on our tongues, let it be the good word. Wa'lamu, you should also caution those who are leaving behind. That wa'lamu, everybody should know and understand, anna man sabara wa ihtasaba ala ma ana fihi, whoever becomes patient, that I am sick. Whoever becomes patient, that I am dying. And you are patient. You understand? You are patiently happy. Not happy. Let me say, you are patiently accepting the qada and qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahtasib. And you are using that to speak for the world. In this meditation, falahu al-ajr al-azim. For that person, it's a great reward. Number one. Such reward is what? By غير مثال. It is no measure. لما روي عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, because of what is reported by أبي أمامة, Allah is praised to him, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قال يقول الله سبحانه, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, يقول, it comes in what? In continuous speech. Anytime anyone dies, Allah says, Ibn Adam, oh the son of Adam, in Sabarta, somebody has died, somebody is sick in the family, in Sabarta, if you are patient, waqtasabta, and you use that as an avenue to seek for reward, in the sidmati al-ula, at the very first time that it strikes you, not that somebody is sick, and it is after every preaching that he became patient. Are you getting it? Your father is sick. You say you should be patient. Don't worry. Then no, my father has been sick. Nobody can see me. Be patient. And it is after all form of exhortation, all form of advice, before you become patient, you have what you want. In the sidmat al-ula, it is at the very time you have that problem and you are patient. And that instant should not even be known by any person. Are you getting it? Maybe somebody among us now, you can be here, and maybe you just receive a call. Your mother is in the hospital, you became angry, and you resolve within yourself, and nobody knows. This is sabr in the sidmat al-ula. Not that you just receive a call. As you are going out, you start crying. Hey, what's happening? My mother is dying. You be patient now, huh? Can this your cry? No! If your mother is dying, would you tell the dry eyes? Will your eyes be dry? Say, no, I saw Buruho in the thing but to do that. Somebody, one woman, her child died. After the burial of the child, she was there crying. The child was just passing through, he said, oh woman, be patient, don't worry. He says, she looked at the Prophet and continued. But the Prophet tried to advise. She continued and the Prophet left. Later she was told that man that talked to you, that is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the Prophet! You see, the ulama of hadith draw a lot of things from this statement. Many people are Muslims in the time of the Prophet and they did not see the Prophet. That way, before you become a Sahaba, you must live in the time of the Prophet and you should see him and you should believe. Al-Mu'asira, you are his contemporary, you live in his time. Then what? Al-Nazara, you have seen the Prophet like this. Then Al-Iman of the Risalati, you should believe in his message. That is why there is one, people argue that these blind men in the time of the Prophet, they are not even Muslims, they are not Sahaba. That is why the greatest Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Nabiullah Isa alayhi salam, is the first Sahaba. Said this in the book of Imam al-Zahabi, Tarikh al-Islam, about 52 volumes, he said, when he was mentioning Sahaba, he said, Nabiullah Isa, Sahabi, you know, Nabiullah. Because he believed in the Prophet and he saw him. When the Prophet went to Miraj, he saw one another. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. And he believed in him. And he's living in his time. You know, Nabiullah is not now, he's not dead. He has already been taken up before the Prophet came into mission. So this man saw the Prophet. Instead of how to merit the opportunity of becoming a Sahaba, no Sahabi is going to hellfire. No, when you say somebody is Sahabi, Sahabiyim, say, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, wa ardahum. No Sahaba is going to hell. Those people you see, they used to pray in the time of the Prophet, they're still going to hellfire, they are the munafiqun. And the munafiqun really, they don't. ومن الناس ما يقولوا وبلهم لا ومعهم anybody that believes sincerely in the Prophet and he means the term of Prophet, no amount of sins will take them to hellfire, because Allah has promised that. Instead of this woman becoming one, he came to the Prophet and said, I didn't know you are the Prophet. Prophet said, Asabru inda sidmatil ula, you have already lost the reward. It is at that very point you are supposed to have been patient, not now. So whoever is patient and start using his patience to look for reward in the sidmatil ula, at the first instance of the problem, Allah says, La arda laka tawabat. Look at Allah SWT. Allah says, I will not be pleased with any, giving you any reward, dun al jannah, except paradise. There is no amount of reward I will give you and I will be satisfied until what? I give you Al-Jannah. It happens in Sunan Ibn Majah and it is Sahih. Look at it. This is a bonanza, isn't it? Allah says, I will bless you Al-Jannah. I will not say, okay, I'll give you this reward. There is no amount of reward. Allah has not asked that. I am never satisfied until I give you what? Jannah. Not this time around, not even you. Somebody else, very close to you, that you love him so much, and Allah try you by taking him away. And you say, Ya Allah, Anta Alimul Hakim. You are the only one who knows why you do this. And it remains with you, the wisdom behind what you've done. Oh Allah, I am hurt. I am not dissatisfied. If that is what makes you happy, oh Allah, I am also happy. And Allah now says, my servant knew my own status. I gave him Al-Jannah. And when they say Al-Jannah like this, you should be very, very careful. If such things happen, it is not there and then Allah will give you Al-Jannah. If Allah knows that you are still going to hell fire, you will not be given the Al-Jannah, because one day you go and commit shirk, and when you commit shirk, it cancels all the sins. Allah told the Prophet that even you, وَلَقَدْ أُوْهِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Certainly I have given you what? Revelations, just the same way and manner I revealed to those who came before you. لَإِنَ شَرَفْتَ. If you commit one atom of shirk, لا يخبطن عملك. All your good deeds will be destroyed, will be cancelled, will become expired. ولتكنن من الخاسرين, and certainly you'll be among the losers. It is not that somebody goes to commit shirk. Are you getting it? For instance, if what I'm describing can happen, immediately somebody visits one alpha, they call it the alpha, or one of the alphas who uses Tesbi. I want to know if going to market tomorrow is going to be good for me. He said, okay. Maybe in Hausa language, kai, karkai, kai, karkai, kai, karkai. Oh, in Hebrew language, me, asume. And if the last one is me, he said, you are, you can go to market tomorrow. This one, the next one is, the last one is asume. Meaning, don't go. If you still want to go, come and sacrifice a white hen that has one eye. Are you getting it? The Prophet of Allah said, if you go to them like this and they do it for you, and finally you didn't accept and you live there, you, for the next 40 days, no salat. And if you didn't pray it, you become a kafir, isn't it? You have to pray it, but you are finished praying it, then Allah will ask the angel to destroy that prayer for the next 40 days. And if you die within that 40 days, you haven't carried away some salat. And in the day of Qiyamah, it is a day of what? Reward, not action again. Action ends in this world. Qiyamah is a reward, either good or bad. Now, but if you accept, then there and then you become a kafir. You accept what you said, you are a kafir, number one. Number two, all the salat, all the Ramadan you fasted, every ta'lim you call, bada, it has become, it is nullified. So you are going to start from square zero. Not even square one, square zero. Because why is square zero? You have to pronounce the kalima. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Look at it. This is even after Tawbah. So, please, we should be very, very careful in this thing, because in the situation whereby somebody dies and another person is getting paradise as a reward because of that, some people are going to help us because of that. They are the people who start moving about trying to burn people out because they say they have hand in his death, isn't it? وَهَكَذَا يَكُونُ أَمْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. So such is the benefit a believer got. So all the affairs of the mu'min is always higher. فِي السَّرَّاءِ, when he is in comfort and he is happy, وَالضَّرَّاءِ, and when he is in hardship. A mu'min, if he is happy, Allah gives him reward. If he is in what? In distress, Allah gives him reward. Number one, I'm Suhaib radiallahu anhu, because of a report from Suhaib, Allah pleased him. Qala, he said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bi salati ala nabi, alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, Ajaban li amri al-mu'min, said, how surprising is the affairs of mu'min. The affairs of mu'min are significantly what? Astonishing. But always, you see their affairs astonishing you. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khayr. In every single affair of his, he has reward. And it is good for him. Zaka li ahadin illa al-mu'min. Allah has never done it for any person except the believer. Zalami Allah wa iyaakum min al-mu'minin. إذا أصابته السراء شكر فهو خير له. Whenever Allah gives him something of comfort, happiness, شكر, he praises Allah سبحانه وتعالى. He gives thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. He is full of gratitude to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فكان خير الله, it becomes good to him. لأن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. Because immediately you give thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and you're grateful to Allah, Allah increases you in such things.
So how do you give thanks? Somebody said, he is getting married. Isn't that moment of happiness, isn't it? How will you give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maybe you organize walima, isn't it? They eat walima and they will pray for you. Barakallahu lak, just the way our brothers used to do. Barakallahu lak, wa barak alayk, wa jama baynakuma fi khair. He shakes your hand and others. The sisters will be doing that to your wife. And this sunnah is not seen except with Ahl sunnah wal jama'ah. But the Ahl bid'ah wa dalala, what do they do? The one who won't come and witness, he will come with gwangwa, gwangwa song and others. And all form of bid'ah. So that instead of you being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have come back what? To show that Allah, that you're only going to show today, and what I'm going to show is ingratitude. I want to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why some will go and organize picnic because of marriage? Disco, organize disco. So except a woman he got married, he is enjoying the marriage, and Allah is increasing the reward from him. The brother will shake you. Barakallahu lak, fi mawhubi lak, wa shakarta al-wahiba, wa balaga ashudda, wa rizqta birra. Kai! You see, it is a kind of representation of happiness. But look at people who are, those who are sick ladies. They don't allow you to kill him. Assalamu alaikum. How are you? Because he doesn't need reward. Allah does not love him. That is why he's behaving like that. You cannot even be there. Those who pray for him, Allah will take that away from him. To go and call all the managing director of group of companies that are full of riba to come and add more riba in his marriage so that his children will be product of riba. No barakat. Are you getting me? They become the Niger Delta boys and the Kony boys. Are you getting me? That will not allow people to sleep. No blessing. A woman, إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُ الضَّرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ Whenever anything bad, anything evil strike him, whenever Allah strikes him with any calamity, صبر, he became patient. فَكَانَ غَيْرًا لَهُ It becomes good to him again. He is patient in what Allah has tried him with. You will not experience high blood pressure. Look, if you are thinking about Allah too much, you have high blood pressure. But just think about your children. This one has not eaten. How will they eat? Before you know it, the pressure of your blood is rising. If Allah tests you, and you are thinking about Allah, do you know what happens? Allah will find, give you a way to have solutions. But if you are thinking and you are working with the limited faculty, your thinking faculty, you will not get solution. Because Allah is the creator and the controller of that, your thinking faculty. And Allah is capable of giving you any solution that you need to think of that is a solution. Are you getting it? There are some sickness that you have applied so many things. But because you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you just small thing and it's a solution. Look at Imam al-Bukhari, rahmatullah alayh, Imam al-Muhajjiseen, Imam al-Bukhari. He was very small and he became blind. And his mother, he was blind. Everybody has been told that this child is blind. What do you think me and you? He will give up because he's blind. The doctor said, either the jugula or the whatever they call it, the oculomoto, there is the oculomoto now, the trigemina, that you have about 8 points. Is it 8 or 10? The oculomoto, the trigemina, the focosoro, and the other corocoro of the child. They said, the test you are conducted, look at it, they release it. The oculomoto, zero. The trigemina, zero. And everything and the corocoro is zero. That's why you cannot see. And everybody, you go, stop. So that's now Allah wants it. It is an example. Imam al-Bukhari, he was not for 10 years, he was blind. But you know there's one blessing to anybody who is blind. We have about 3 special classes. Each one became double if you lose one. Are you getting it? Somebody who is blind, his brain is very sharp and his hearing is very sharp. Sharper than the one you are seeing. A blind man's brain is sharper than my own and your own. We are going to deal with this in terms of Allah. Look at how Ulama handled it. For over 30 years now, the Grand Mufti of Saudi, up to now, they are blind men. Are you getting it? Look at Bimbal. Bimbal, his eyes are consumed there. He only lost his sight around 18 to 20 years. But look at him. There is no book he will read that he will not correct you. Don't you know of Abdul Hamid Kish? They are the alim. He is the khatib. When Abdul Hamid Kish was around, Abdul Hamid Kish came. His khutbah. No khutbah measures his khutbah. And he does not. You only bring a book, you start in from page 1, you'll be reading and you'll be listening. And he'll reproduce it. He will even correct you who is reading it. If you are reading it next time. If you cannot talk, your eyesight and hearing become sharper. That's why you see these sign languages. If me and you is in the class, you cannot understand fast. But they all do sign language for a deaf person or somebody who cannot talk. He understands very fast. Do you get it? So Imam al-Bukhari was blind. But the mother was still taking him. He was very small. He was not even up to 5 years. The father died. The father passed away. His father's name is Abdullah. And he left him like that. So the mother used to take him to his madam. He take his lesson and come back. Even his colleagues, they even used to make jokes of him. Because he's blind and cut. So he used to go and stay in his place. He knew anything they teach him, because he's not reading it, isn't it? He will be the first to memorize it. Because it is, while he's writing it, isn't it? He's writing it on his brain, not on paper. And his brain became sharp. But the mother persistently was praying. Oh Allah, you can do it. Return the eyesight of my child. Before he became the thing is, he started seeing again. And what he used is nothing more than zamzam. He wash it. Is that how it is? This kulagurfala close in us. Wash it and continue. La tayasu min rawhillah. Innahu la yayasu min rawhillahi illa al-qawm al-khasiru. Do not be despised of Allah's mercy. Allah's assistance. Because it is the leader. The adwan who used to be despised of Allah's mercy. She was doing it because the Prophet says, Udullah wa antum waqinuna bil ijaba. That is our problem. Seek for assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you should be certain, you should be sure that Allah will answer you. You are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about something and you have defeated yourself that maybe Allah will answer and maybe Allah will not answer. And Allah does not want that. Wherever you place Allah, Allah will be there for you. So she was praying. Look at Imam al-Bukhari. When you talk about after Quran, the best book is what? Sahih al-Bukhari. Anyone that doubts it is either he is an enemy of Islam, or is al-Bid'ah, and others. And because of that, how strong was his memory? He never carried books all about. He went to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Imam Ahmad ibn al-Jama'ah, he has become old. He went to him. That he should write all the isnad of particular rijal. And it was done in volumes. He sat down and he was reading like this. When he finished, he packed it to Imam Al-Bukhari and proved. He approved, carried it along. Say, the hadith I'm collecting, I can't carry it. All this in your brain. So he sat down and he reproduced everything from the brain. When he finished, He said, if you wish, I will take it once more. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal prayed for him once more again. I get it. So, we should not. Do you know what we are reading to explain? Is that asabati mudara sabara fahuwa afakana khairan lahu. This hadith is there in Sahih Muslim. فإذا صعد صعد سروره بالفعل said whenever the soul has finally got its exit out of me بالفعل بمعنى practically والتي يجب عليكم التعقد من ذلك جيدا the first thing that is obligatory upon you is for you to have التعقد to satisfy, to be sure that I am dead. Some people are not dead because you don't know how to tell whether somebody is dead. Someone can just fall unconscious, become unconscious, then they say he's dead. At-ta'akkud min zalika jayyidan. If you know it very well, try to be certain that I'm dead. وَعَلَمْ ذَلِكَ أَهْلُ الطِّبِّ وَالْمُجَرَّبُونَ. He said the people of medicine, the doctors, and those who are who has the knowledge of how to know whether somebody is dead by practice. They are not doctors, but by practice, they are mujarrab. And they have tested it many times. So they have become experienced. This is the mujarrabun. You get it. So he said you should tell your people like this. That the first thing let them know that you are, and they will satisfy that you are dead, and the next thing that follows is what? You should close your eyes. Because whenever somebody is dying, he will be looking at, the eye will be looking at the soul, leave. To be sleeved finally. So the eye will be looking at this, and the person is dead. The prophet says, no, we should close the eyes. So that is number one. Number two, you what? You try to remove all the clothing. You go and bring one big cloth, cover the whole body. Are you getting it? And underneath it, you remove all the clothing. All the trousers, the shirt, the underwear. You don't like this. You'll be knowing that he's an animal. You, a very big clothing on top. Then, either two of you, who are there, either his son or the father or whatever, or the wife, under that cloth, you remove everything. Leave it like that, then now organize for the water, look for margaria and either the soap to come and wash the body, and look for the perfume and the kafur and others to wash the body, as it is explained in Ahkam al-Janay. So you come and wash the body. So, but the first thing is to certify that really this person is dead. Do you get it? So that all the statements will be saying up to this level. You are supposed to tell people. If your children are not grown up, try and explain this to your wife. Everybody, if you reach home, explain it to your wife. So that if you die, they will follow it. That's why they call it al-wasiyya to shakhsiyya, individual wasiyya, individual legacy to be left. Legacy you leave behind. So the writer came with a poem that Allah Mahma Talala Buddha min Tulu il Fajri Wal Umur Mahma Talala Buddha min Duhul il Qabri. Allah Mahma Tala. Night, no matter how lengthy it is, no matter how lengthy is the night, you know when night comes after Maghrib, the more the time, the more dark, the darker it becomes. Four, maybe around 6:30, you start seeing night coming. By 8 o'clock, it continues to be darker, darker, and darker. But no matter how lengthy is the darkness, La Buddha means to lose in Fajr. There is no doubt in the fact that what? There will be daybreak, isn't it? والأمور مهما طال لا بد من دخول القبر. No matter
the longevity you are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how you live long in this life, there's no doubt in the fact that one day you enter the grave.
So this stanza of poem teaches us what? That no condition is permanent. It is a time you live and it is a time you die. Sometimes it is easy for you, sometimes it is hard. Sometimes you are enjoying, sometimes you are sad. So no condition is permanent. Therefore, even your life, not your entire life, one day it will come to a halt. So by the Zalika, then you tell your people that after you satisfy that I am dead, ibda'u bi taghmi bi ayni. Start by closing my eyes, as I told you earlier. Wa tuwajihi ila al-qibla, and try and turn me so that I'll be facing Qibla. And this practice is bid'ah. It's one of the corrections we have to make to this book. All the hadith that come that somebody who is dying, we should make him face the Qibla, it is da'if. The most knowledgeable of the Tabi'un, Sa'id ibn Musayyib, Akhir al-Muqtaqaddimin, alayhi rahmatullah, he's one of the students of Abu Huraira. One of his students, he fell unconscious. And one of his students walked with this hadith by telling him to work, to face the Qibla. When he woke up, he said, even you, my student, is working with something that is good up. Who told you that this is done? So, what was he in al Qibla is not a practice, because there is no sound hadith relating that. You get it. وَتَرُونُ بِغَتَارِ and cover me with a cover, as I told you earlier. After you close the eyes, then you bring a very big cloth, cover the person. ثُمَّ بَعُوا بِإِبْلَاغِ قُرَابَةِ وَجِرَانِ وَأَصْحَابِ وَزُمَلَاءِ بِأَسْرَعِ وَسِيلَةِ. He said, ثُمَّ after that, ابْدَعُوا بِإِبْلَاغِ قُرَابَةِ, try to start extending the news of my death to those who are close, wajirani and my neighbors, washabi and my companions, wazumalai and my colleagues, the asrai wasila with the fastest means of communication, can hatif matalan, like a telephone, for example, wa iyyakum, he said, be careful, wa na'i, not to wail at me, not to shout at me, hey, outside, you start shouting and see, everybody should come, something bad has happened. لَمَا رُوِيَ عَنْ هُزَيْفَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صلى الله عليه وسلم, because of the hadith of the Prophet from Hudhayfa, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to yanha an in night, used to forbid people from what? Shouting because of somebody is dead. رَوَاهُ أَحْمَدْ وَالْتِرْمِذِي وَحَسَّنَا. Ahmad and Tirmidhi reported it, and they say it is a very good hadith. وَابْدَأُوا بِسَجَادِ دَيْنِ. The next stage is after you covered the person and you announce, then start, go and look at his wasiyah, who is he owing. Start saying there and then. Are you getting it? You start saying Qabla dafni, before I am buried. Make sure that before I am being buried, all my debts have been taken care of. One of the Sahaba died, and the Prophet, as he want to pray for him, the Prophet asked, is he owing any person anything here? One Sahaba said, yes, he's owing me. He said, okay, one of you should pray for him. I don't pray for those who are owing death. The Sahaba said, one Sahaba said, I am going to pray it, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet said, okay, the Prophet prayed over him. By the time of Job, God asked him, hey, have you prayed? He said, no. He said, no, inshallah, I'm sitting, it remains us. Have you prayed at all? For the next, till the Fajr of the next day. Then he told God that he had finished praying. God said, now, I am now okay. I can now rest. God said, I have not been resting. He said, I have not been resting until I had it this morning that you have concluded the payment. Look at it. Despite the fact that somebody, you understand, somebody has said he is going to be responsible for the payment, the payment did not go and sit back. He was busy asking, has it been paid? Has it been paid? But later, before the prophet died, the prophet now warned all of the nations, whoever owes to pay, before the day when money will not pay, if it's your good work that it will be used to pay. But any one of you who is owing and sincerely he is struggling, he is not enjoying at the detriment of his debtor. Are you getting this? At the detriment, somebody you are owing is not enjoying and you are enjoying. You are not enjoying at the detriment of his debtor. And the penny you are owing is suffering, you have been trying to pay and you suffer yourself to pay, and you're not able to conclude the payment before you die. The Lord says, inshallah ta'ala, I will pay the remaining yawm al-qiyam for my ummah. So we praise Allah ta'ala to assist us to pay our debt. Inshallah ta'ala, I've been signaled, but I think, let me end that statement, so this is a hadith. أو أن تستثمه أصحاب الدين. Okay, do not give those who are owing chances حتى لا أحبس عن الجنة. To the extent that I will be kept away from Jannah. Because even if you are a mujahid and you die on the field and you are owing, no Jannah for you. Are you getting me? لما روي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال because أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم who said نفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه حتى يقضى عنه. The soul of a mu'min will be hanging with his debt. This soul is qualified to enter paradise. Not even the one that is supposed to go to heaven. No, you are talking about نفس المؤمن. A soul that's supposed to pass through all the seven heavens and go straight to paradise, Allah will hang it. حَتَّى يُقْضَ عَنْهُ till it has been paid for him. This hadith is reported by Tirmidhi and the hadith is authentic hadith. Now, you now see the reason why the Prophet continuously was asking, have you paid? Have you paid? When one is sitting there, you said you paid for this one, have you paid? Then he finally says he's true with it. Before the Prophet now knows, oh, na'am, alhamdulillah, one of my ummah has got to paradise. So wherever we've gone wrong, Allah give us the correction. Wherever we are correct, we pray to Allah to make it sincerely because of him and accept it from us and not of ibadah. And may we be given enough patience to practice the ordinances of this religion. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Please listen to the question. The question says that Al-Wahshi, you know Wahshi? Wahshi, the one who killed Hamza. That priest knows that killed Hamza. He said he heard from a scholar who said that when after he accepted Islam, a Sahaba saw him drinking alcohol. And he said, Allah said to punish him. That's why Allah made him to speak on this person. It is a Munkarul Akbar. Even the Wahshi, he did not die during the time of when the Prophet was alive, he didn't die. I think he died in the Battle of Yamama after the death of the Prophet. But the Prophet has prophesied that he is going to fight jihad again and he'll die. And that's why the Prophet was laughing. Are you getting me? Wahshi did not drink any alcohol. There are some of our Sahaba that some hadith are saying they drink alcohol. They are the Shiite forged hadith. La barakallahu will be here. The question is that people, somebody traveling, there is no means of purification, either the water ablution or using the dry ablution. And I said we can pray that like that. Because the ulama has said, فَلِيَصَلِّ عَلَىٰ حَالَكِ. Actually, there are different opinions on that issue. And also, that's the only question I'll answer. Let me tell you so that you will not be surprised. And also, this is the only question we're going to answer. Because he has his own and also, I have my own and also. Okay. So, this issue is mas'ala, it's a mas'ala in fiqh, they call faqid al-tahurain. What do I call it? Faqid al-tahurain. If you read this book, Bidayat al-Mujtahid wa Nihayat al-Muqtasid. I know this book of Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi al-Mughni. Faqid al-tahurain, somebody who lacks the two means of tahara. There is no water for ablution, and you know we use the sand, isn't it, coarse, and the stone, and all other forms of sa'id to perform the tayammum, isn't it? You don't have anything. Imam Abu Hanifa says, La yusalli wa la yaqdi. La yusalli wa la yaqdi. You are not going to pray and you are not going to pay that. Because there is a condition before you pray, is that come to me the salah, whenever you want to pray, you must perform ablution. That's the summary, isn't it? Imam Malik, Imam Dar al-Hijrah, he said, Yusalli wa yaqdi. Yusalli wa yaqdi. Imam Malik said he should pray like that. No ablution, no tayammum, and whenever he reaches his destination, he should pay back again. But Abu Hanifa says, no prayer, no paying back. It includes somebody who is in prison. Somebody is taken to cell like that. And it's time to pray, maybe they are charging him on a capital punishment, like those in Guantanamo Bay, those in Abu Ghraib, in Allah cooking their release. So, you'll be in that situation. No water to perform ablution. The way you are even tie them, you cannot even perform tayammum if you are given. So the same thing happened to them. It's just like the same situation that happened to somebody who is traveling. The only underlying factor there is that what? In a situation whereby no water to perform ablution, no items used for tayammum. Abu Hanifa says, La yusalli wa la yaqdi. You will not pray and you will not pay back when you are out of that condition. Imam Malik says, you pray like that. Even if it means you using your mind to pray, you pray. Then you pay back. That is Imam Malik. You pay, you pray and pay back. Imam Shafi'i says, you will not pray, but whenever you leave that condition, you pay back. Are you getting it? La yusalli wa yaqdi. Then Imam Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi majma'in, he said, yusalli wa la yaqdi. Pray like that and what? Do not pay back. And he added further evidence that when the necklace of Aisha got missing, that this is a quoted in both Bukhari and Muslim, when it got missing, that time tayammum was not revealed in the Quran. The Sahaba were looking for the necklace, and it is time for Salah, they didn't see water, and they pray like that. When they return back, the Prophet did not ask them to pray back. You understand? They pray like that. They were saying sand, but what? The verse for the tayammum has not been revealed. Are you getting it? So in such a situation, if praying back should have been a way out, then the Prophet will ask them to what? To pray back. Do you get it? And so, that is the stance that ulama now says, okay, this is the arjah al-aqwal, is the best of all the things around this. Yusalli wa la yaqdi. Wallahu ta'ala ala. So if you are now two, what I will now need to judge is, you are now two in a car, and we can see that this both sahaba is not one, both of them praise jama'ah. So you can also say, you not praise, and look at the sun, it's about to set, you not praise well enough. Say, okay, bismillah. Even if you're sitting in another seat, one of you should do the imam. Let this thing be happening, so that these people that we travel with, all these people and the Kalabari, that we should let them know that we also have our own tradition. They will not They will not even look for your own opinion before they start paying. Whenever it is time, you enter motor car, you pay almost 5,000 naira, somebody will just stand up. But in the name of Jesus, I talk everybody in the blood of Jesus. Somebody talk in the blood of Jesus. And if it's time for you to pray, remember that you want the blood of Jesus. And you are feeling shy because you are mostly, you are always hiding our religion. Just say, Allahu Akbar. Let them look at you. Let them ask questions. What? Because by the time they ask questions, maybe Allah must guide any of them through you. So the question of elder, you know, we are supposed to face like this, go. If you want to pray now, isn't it? And your motor car is this direction. No problem. Because Qibla is not one of the shurut that must be in the Salat. It's shurut to say after Salat. Are you getting it? It's shurut to say after Salat. If all the condition is there, wajib you must do it. What if the condition is not there? Somebody is being hungry like this. Look at, you are giving him a drink. And in time of Salat, you must pray. Whether he goes Qibla or not. And if turning him to Qibla will cause anything to that drink, you leave him that condition. Yes, sir. And also, the question is over. Tickly. Wakefully. Not while sleeping. Wakefully. Even saying the prophet in the dream has a lot of conditions. Before you can say you saw the prophet in the dream, number one, you must read books written about Shama'il Muhammadiyya. That is the book describing, like the Shama'il Muhammadiyya, the son of Abu Dawud, the son of Tirmidhi, and so many other books. Now, before it was being described, the color of his hair, a hadith will be reported, the shape of his eyes, the way he laughs, the way he stands, the way he walks. There are special books on this. You must have read it and understood, number one. Number two, the person you see will not tell you anything new. You understand? Because everything Allah has sent the Prophet to do, he has concluded, and Allah testified that he has concluded. If anybody brings you anything new, it's not the Prophet. Are you getting it? Now even if you see the Prophet like that, even if you see the one you saw, you are not still a Sahaba. But you must have, I told you there is no condition number one, Al-Mu'afira. This, you must be contemporary. You must be given back to why the Prophet was alive. And you saw him, you believe in him. But it's recommendable. It is recommended that you should do it, at least to get the reward. Look at the kind of prayers you do. If you do eventually fall on your face and perform that sujood, you said, remind me. سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وشق سمعه وبصره بحوله وقوته فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Or you said اللهم اكتب لي عندك أجرا وضع عني بها وزرا واجعله لي عندك زهرا وتقبله مني كما تقبلتها من عبدك داود عليه السلام. So that you have the potential of observing any of these two prayers, it is good, and you can do it whether you have ablution or not. It is not compulsory that you must perform ablution in such a sujood, including sujood al-shukr. Maybe you will give me very good news that your father has arrived from Hajj, or you have been given promotion, you just go fall on your face.
Allahu Akbar.
You are not to recite anything. Come back. That's shukur. That's a sign of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good news you've had. So that one, no, you are not required to perform ablution. So it is recommended, and it is one of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is there any more questions, guys? I think that's... Did you read up your hand? There is a book known as Call a Sheikh. One book like that is about 20 pages. The book is popular known as Call a Sheikh. Only Allah knows who is this Sheikh. I have read it. We've been taught with that book, Call a Sheikh. It says that if you have anything with your wife on a day before Eid, that child will be Antitama wa Abras. That child will be a leper and will always have sickness. If you have a affair with your child, with your wife in your sitting room, that child will become a thief. If you have a affair with your wife while you are looking at her, you are looking everything of her with your private eyes and she's looking at you, that child will be blind. So anytime, only Allah knows who has sent this man with this satanic whatever. It is never a hadith, number one. It is one sheikh that nobody knows him up to the time. I don't know whether the research has been done. The book is very common. Go to area one where they sell small qaida. You write it. Call a sheikh, very small book. And these are the useless things you believe in. It is in that book also that a Muslim says, Alhamdulillah, he led you halakani Muslim and wallam halakani kafir. A Muslim says, I am very grateful to Allah. I thank God that I have created Muslim, not a kafir. Then the kafir says, Alhamdulillah, he led you halakani kafir and wallam halakani munafika. Is there any reason for one to be created a kafir? And nifaq is a gravation in kubur. Because kufr is nifaq, it is kufr nifaq. Then a kufr ida, isn't it? Ahem. It is the fact that Allah created him a kafir and not a munafiq. Then the munafiq comes. Look at the munafiq. Alhamdulillah, he says, Allah is the munafiq, walam yakhluquni khinzir. I'm going to Allah created me a munafiq and Allah did not create me as a pig. Then the pig says, Alhamdulillah, he says, Allah is the in zero, Wallam Yahlukni Kalba. I said to Allah, I am going to God has created me, and not me. He prayed to Allah who has created him a thief and not a dog. Then the dog said, Alhamdulillah, he led me Halakani Kalba, Wallam Yahlukni Colin. What is this in Arabic? Sariko. The dog says, He thanks Allah for being created by Allah as a dog, not a thief. And the thief says, Alhamdulillah, he Allah from his Sahariqah, Allah yakhluqni in Bahila. He says, Allah created him a thief, and has not created him a stingy or a miser person. Somebody is stingy. You know, thief, they used to give, because even if come, even if go, quote, because there's not a lot of him. And the Bahil says, the stingy person, Alhamdulillah, Allah from him, Bahila, tell him you're looking at Kaziba. And then he says, who has created him stingy and not a liar. Then the liar wanted, he couldn't see anything to say. He said, then all of them, the Muslim, the kafir, the munafiq, the dog, the pig, the thief, the stingy, all of them said, La'natullahi ala al-kazibin. Is there in that book? That collection is a story to read. Story. It's a very useless book. Allah, the book is as useless as the carcass of upper everywhere. Sorry, it's not. It is good to. There are books like that. In one of our class will be shown when we start Akida proper. When I say Akida, not book, chalkboard Akida. And some of these books will bring it down. Look at the Akida consequence. That is called a solu Nahayunahim. That's another one, Nahayunahim. That say a snake surrounded the arsh of Allah and the arsh of Allah shouted, Ya Salam. Al arsh is the greatest thing. The greatest. So he said, Allah, all that statement, forget about it. The Prophet used to naked in the bathroom, and Aisha is naked and they are back. And they will be a kind of playing with water. The father said, Aisha, let me take water. The father said, no, you will not allow me to take water. Playing pool in the bedroom, at the bathroom. Allah has created your wife. Your wife has everything, has every right to see everything of yours. And you have the right to see everything of us. So that you not go to the person and say, if you mistakenly see such things of another woman, then say, go, run quick, go to your wife and look at that thing you're seeing, that woman, so that you quench the fire you've seen there. Okay, what if you've seen the fire of the other woman? You will now go to your wife and say, it is, what are you going to say? I call a thing. So it is a useless, it's a very useless book. Mm. But there are books that if you go to our land there, in the land, they say, call us, they say, can you imagine, you are a good mother. Yeah, you know you are a mala. You are mala ila dalala. You are bending to the, you are inclined towards dalala. Wallahu alam. That's Allah al-Afiya.